But Rabbi could answer you, I'll tell you, no diyamri afilu k'Rav Yehuda. I could even go like Rabbi Yehuda Shita and tell you like this. That ad kan loy kam Rabbi Yehuda hosimelo tichi nefesh uchayvel loy mashma rechayim v'rochav. You know what Rabbi Yehuda says? That when you take the rechayim, you're only over that love, not the second part of the pasuk of k'nefesh uchayvel. Because he says, when the pasuk says k'nefesh uchayvel, it's mashma, it's not going back to what it said before. Hilkad therefore l'shar dvar mudiyasa. It's coming for other things. That's what it's coming for other things. Avol hocha, but over here, kiyim tzliyesh l'mayoso. For the pasuk of kiyim tzliyesh, what is it coming for? Rashi says, kiyim tzliyesh l'mayoso. Ein l'chodov v'shein l'chlau nor mevushol. Everything's either norm of Ushul, chutz mitzli, excluding sli. If so, what does the pasuk say, kiyim sliyesh for? See, the hechrad has to be coming to say that there's another lav. So Rav holds, everybody holds like him. Rav holds here by kiyim sliyesh, everybody would agree to him that here it's called an extra lav. Ishma min lav, lav, it's coming for lav. That'll be pshan Rav. So Rav says he could even go according to Rav Yehuda. For Abayom, the Rabbi grant you, I that say no that kiyim sliyesh. You did not receive malchus for, because he says it's called a lav shem klolis. I could even go according to Rav Huna shita. Even though Rav Huna before said that you do get a separate malchus for kinefesh uchayvul, I tell like this. Ad kan lo kam Rav Huna hasam up onto Rav Huna, and he said over there, elo the kinefesh uchayvul yisayruhu. So when the pasuk says kinefesh uchayvul, it's something extra. Like, we don't need it. The pasuk already said, Loi sachbo rechayim v'rochav. The Torah already said, don't take from mashkin a millstone, something that the person needs to live on. But something people need to live on, you're not going to take away from them. So the pasuk said already that it's also. If so, at the end of the pasuk, when it says, ki nefesh shuchayvul, you should know you are taking away your soul, you say it's extra. Because he learns that in the first words of rechayim, sound like only Rechayim. In those words alone I understand anything that's Eichel Nefesh, that he needs for his life, they can't take away. So what does the Pasuk have to say at the end? Ki Nefesh Shuchayvel, it's like extra. Yiseiruhu.
Yeah,
Yiseiruhu. So Mar says, Kivon the Yiseiruhu, since it's extra, Shad Yerechayim Baruchav. Therefore, only over here does Rav Huna say, put the extra lav back to Rechayim Baruchav. Rashi says, Yiseiruhu, l'lav, mishum shad dvorim, v'chivun Yiseiruhu l'lav, o kosvay stoma, shad yinami rechayim. Rashi is a little bit different, he says. Yiseiruhu means no. That avada from the word kinefeshu chayva would be marble we're eating on, other kelim also. There's not only rechayim, not only the millstone, but any kli that has to do with eichon nefesh, we're eating on to it. Yiseiruhu. So Rashi like this, since it's extra, say that lav, Mishum Shad Devorim, V'chivun Yiseiruhu L'lav, V'kas V'estomo, Shad Yunami Arechayim V'rochav, Shein L'chol L'yotziyam, Mimashmois, can't take out of the Mashmois, Kinefeshu Chayvul, Al Korchach, Avul Hocho Kiyim Sliyesh, Lav Liyazor Oso, L'yoysufei Lav Yiseiru Elekirektanya, Mikomotya. So Rashi's saying that it's time to come and teach you something extra. But since it says in the word stamo that kinefesh uchayvul is mashm everything, therefore yashadia nami arechayim v'rochav shein l'chol l'yotzim imashmois kinefesh uchayvul. It doesn't go out from the poshut of mashmois of kinefesh uchayvul. Avul hocha, but over here kiyim sliyesh lav liyazor osa liyasuf v'lav yisera. When the pasuk here says by the korban pesach, it has to be eaten, roasted, it's not only coming to teach us extra lavs, no. Ela Kretanya. It's coming to teach us what it says. That how are you supposed to eat the Korban Pesach? Sliyesh. O mikomokam no mavusho mashma bei sheinu oive v'no mavusho. V'yoyim ela b'layla. You're only over by daytime and not bei sheinu oive b'no. Well, that will soon see the next video. But come upon him, this is the way Abai is coming to answer. That Abai is saying, he says the story of the country of Huna. And Rav Huna only said from the pasuk of ki nefesh uchayvul, that's extra for lavim, therefore goes back to the first lav also. Kivun yiseiru shad yerechayim v'rochav. We put it back to the beginning of the pasuk also. Avol hocha, over here Rabbi holds kiyim sliyesh lav yiseiru. It's not extra. Timi boile, we need the end of the pasuk kiyim sliyesh like a time like we learned. that would ask like this, Beshor she yeshnu b'kum echol tzli, yeshnu b'bal toichol no. That's what we need the pasuk for. Comes to teach us that at the time, when there's a mitzvah to eat the korban Pesach tzli, that's when you have the lav not to eat it raw. But Beshor she enoi b'kum echol tzli, like before Laila, b'oid yoyim, on Erev Pesach, even though it's the Zman Ashchitas Korban Pesach, but it's not the Zman of Achilas Korban Pesach yet. The Zman to eat the Korban is only at night time. So let's say you eat, there's no mitzvah to eat it before Laila. If so, Einoi Bebal Teichel No. If somebody eats the Korban Pesach when it's only half done or when it's cooked, he's only over the lav if he eats it at night time. But at the same time that there's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Sliyesh, that's when you have the lav not heated raw, not done, or cooked. Mashenkin, by daytime, that there's no mitzvah heated, who are then there's no lav heated raw. That's what I do with the posik. So therefore, here Rabbi holds, everybody will hold like him, that the end of the posik, Kim Tzliyesh, is not to add on to the first lavs, but it's an inyan by itself, and therefore, you do not receive malchus for it. So Kitzur Gemara says, the machlekes, Rabbi Rava, does not have to do with the machlekes, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavos at Rav Yehuda. I'll bring your proof to Rav Yehuda. That what he says, you do not receive all the malchus in. That says, Choval a zug shall saporim. Let's say you take from Mashkin a scissors. The tzemed shall poros. You take the yoke for the cows. Chayiv shtayim, yichayiv two loves. Zed biyatz, because you took two separate things. You took a scissors. And you took the yoke, Yichayiv Shtayim. Zeh b'yatzmoy v'yeh zeh b'yatzmoy, ein chayiv alachas. You only took one, each one separately, you only chayiv one. That's one b'raisa. Smash from if each one, you chayiv one. V'tayin yidach runs another b'raisa. Choval zuk shel sforim, v'tzemet shel parois, yochol lo yeh chayiv alachas, tam loyma layach bo rechayiv v'rochav. Yeah. It's not another braisa, but it says Choval Zug shall you take away the scissors, the tzemet shall poros, is yochol lo yechayim v'lachas, tamaloyim lo yachbo rechayim v'rochav. Ma rechayim v'rochav shem yuchodam, shnei kelim, they're like two kelim, v'yoysim lochachas, they do one job, but they work together, the millstone, the top and the bottom part of it. V'chayim al zebif neyatzmoy, v'yal zebif neyatzmoy, av kol dvorim, shem shnei kelim yuchodim, V'yoysim melach achas chayiv al zebif neyatzmoy v'al zebif neyatzmoy. Here, like Rashi says, choval zug shel svarim means misprayim. If you take a mashkin, you take away the scissors. Yeah, v'hein shel prokim, they're like pieces, they're like two separate knives. V'chol chad kli b'yapin ashei, each knife could be used by itself. V'yoysim namloch v'hein shneim kerei chayim v'rochav. Now when you put the scissors together, you're like using it together. That's like the millstone, the top part and the bottom part. So here it says the braisa, the second braisa says, you're over two lavs. Each one separately, even though they work together, still yichayiv shtayim. Rashi says, chayiv shtayim, mishum kinefesh, al kol echad, apa pi sheshneim tzrichin l'loch achas, v'chein tzemet shel poros, choval beiz poros, chorshois, im tzimodim, d'hainu nami kli, oichon nefesh, yeah. Shal shalem shaprakim, the same thing, the oil, the yolk, is made out of the pieces. So, what's the second braise? Af kol devorim, shehein, shnei kelim, miyuchodim, v'yoysim lochachas, chavachol zel zelf neyatzmoy, zelf neyatzmoy. So, chura yechura. So, why is this much as a proof to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds, when you take the rechayim v'rochav, you're over two lavs. Even though the mice is really like one big kli, it's the millstone, the top and the bottom part. And the two kelim work together. So maybe I should say you're only over one lav. If you don't know, you're over two lavim for that. Here also. What?
Everyone.
It's Rashtan the Rai is, because when it says Chayim Shtayim, Al Kolachas V'Yachas, means for each Kli by itself, you Chayim two lavs. One for the Kli you took, and one for Kinefa Shuchayvo. So that's the Rai of Rabbi Yehuda. That the lav of Kinefa Shuchayvo is like a lav. And therefore, the case we take each kli separately, for each kli it has another lav to it. Not only the lav for taking this kli, but also for the end of the pasuk, kinefesh uchayvel. And that was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Therefore, there's a riot to Rabbi Yehuda. It says, chayiv shtayim here, akolachas v'yachas, it means you chayiv shtayim, one for the kli that you took, and one for the end of the pasuk, kinefesh uchayvel. So that was Rav Yehuda's shita, and it's after right. Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Huna. Then one says, who garbed there was a man, the chobal sakino, the ishkafto michavre. He took away a mashkin, a knife, from his friend. Rashi means, so based on it, b'chayim, shemekatzim by boster, took away the butcher's knife, the way he cuts off the knife. So the person who took away the butcher's knife, who he cuts off the meat with, from his friend, from mashkin. His osla came with a bayi, came in front of a bayi, like Guru said, you have no right to take it away. He lives with it. Omalei zila hadre. There's a keli he needs to live on. If he does his panasa with this, he's a butcher. He needs this knife to cut the meat. So you have to give it back to him. And then go to Bezdin. In other words, this is not right. You can't take away this mashkin. This mashkin is nefesh. You have to return it. You want to have a dinner with him. Rav Amar, Loit Zorach, Lemekim Vedino, you don't have to go to a dinner about this. V'yokul Litz, you're allowed to be toyin, Ad Kedei Demeyim. How much is worth you're allowed to keep? And since you're a muchzik in it right now, how much is worth you're allowed to keep? Rashi says, Rav Amar, Kivon, the Mashkinei, since you took it from Mashkin already. V'yein Eidim, Shemashkunai, and there weren't Eidim that you took it as a Mashkin. So really, Hoyokul Litz, and Lukuchi Biyodi, if you wanted to lie, really could have said, you bought it. So therefore, you have a migo now, you're believed to say, he owes you this amount of money. Therefore, the tzarchla make him din yoleh. You don't have to go to Bezdin about this. The kornele mashkin lishav ablitol, akre domov, like there's no din Torah on this. You have a right to keep, at least, how much money this mashkin is worth. The demara of Yabaya Lesle, he throws, doesn't have a hope in this for also. Maishnu, why is it different? Mehanu, easy, from his goats. The yochla chushla ben adoi, that the aid of somebody's, Rashi says, sarim klufim, somebody's peeled barley's. In Nadoi, the Yossi Mora the Chushra, so the owner of the barley that was eaten up by somebody else's goats, Vitofaslu, and he grabbed some of these goats, he grabbed away the goat from the owner. The Kotoyin Tuva, and he was saying, you owe me a lot. The Yomer Abu the Shmuel, and Abu the Shmuel said, Yochol Litin Akhne Demeyim. He has the right to say, your animal, like, ate up from me, ruined me, as much as the mashkin is worth. So, Khuri, you see, there is such a throw like that. That if somebody you hold, he owes you money. And you grab the mashkin, you're believed now for the value of this mashkin, you're believed that he really owes you the money. Because you have an amigo, you could have said you bought it. So it says, Hossam lav midi diovdi, the ushla liugrehu. Over there, I tell you, it's things that you borrow. Abahocha midi diovdi lashul liugrehu. And over there, we're talking about you don't borrow those things. Whereas there, the case was you took somebody's izim. So we had lessons like this. Hosom lav midi the avdul yushli aguri. There are some of the people that did not rent out. So over there, taka, you're never meant to say it's yours. So therefore, you have an ego. But hochom midi the avdul yushli aguri. Here, Abai holds, in this case, like the knife, sometimes you lend it out. So some of the fact that you're holding it wouldn't be a proof that you bought it. The other one would have a right to say, I just lent it to you. The sholach rafuni baravin. Tvorim hasuyim lahashul lahaskir. Things that people who usually lent out to one another. And then you have it, and you tina now that you bought it off me. Ain't a nemon, you're not nemon. Like we knew before I owned this knife. And I said, give it back to me. And you say, no, you bought it off me. You're not going to be nemon. Since these are things that people usually lent out, it's a bigger riot to me that's still mine. Could be I just lent it to you. And we know it belonged to me before. Therefore, I'm nemon. For that's a bias svara. So Maskash of Rabba Leslie I Svaro. Is it true that Rabba doesn't open his svaro? For Rabba Apik Zuza the Sarbalo. For Safu de Garato. Miyasme. I Rabba took out Zuga the Sarbalo. For Safu de Garato Miyasme. He took away, Rashi says, I mean, the scissors that they cut the wool with. So Rabba took away Apik Zuza the Sarbalo. For Safu de Garato took away a Sefer from somebody. Miyasme from Yisraimim. So the Mora says, Bidvor Masun Lahash Laskir. And of course, it was things that were asur lahasl askir. So he took away. In other words, Yisraimim grabbed something, and Rav said, nothing doing. Since these things are things that you usually borrow, you have to give it back. You see, Rav alone holds this svara. Omlach Rav honami, kivon, temei pogmo, kafti yimshiv lemushli. No, that a butcher knife he owes people don't lend out. That's something that people are makbid upon. That since it could get a pagam, it could get, you know, a crack in the knife, something may happen to it, that's not saying something lends out. Therefore, here Rabbi says, we believe him when he says it's his.
or at least he has a right to say how much it's worth to keep it as a mashkin. Here, Taki would have a migu. But things that people really lend out, there even Rabbi Ben Nemon, he would not be believed. Hadron alecho hamakabel.
All right, stop here.